Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the great and mighty King. Well, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We're glad you could join us. And I thank God that the Most High God is with us this morning. He said, where two or more gather in his name, he'd be in the midst of us. So don't you know the Father is not a man. He tells the truth. He is the essence of truth. So we thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. And I thank you that the Most High God is with us. And I thank God. I'm going to say a prayer this morning from Prayers That Rout Demons by Apostle John Eckhart. No weapon is called confession. No weapon that is formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. In Jesus' name, we are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take hold of shield. We take the shield of faith. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness, and we are redeemed from spiritual death. In Jesus' name, we overcome all, because the greater one, he that is in us, he that made the world is in us. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girt about with truth, and we have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. We are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but we have the spirit of love and a sound mind, power and a sound mind. We are blessed in all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we are healed by the stripes that Jesus took on the cross. We serve a great and a mighty King. He is Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is our banner over us. He loves us so much. We serve Jehovah Shalom. When we have all kinds of things coming against us, he gives us peace of mind, knowing that we can trust in him. He is Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts. He is Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. He is the one true and living God. He is our creator. He's the one who put the stars in the sky, and he set the timer for them to come on at just the right time. He put the moon and the sun, and he set the timer so they come on at just the right time. They are never late. They always shine at the right time, because the Father in heaven created them, and everything he created was good, and they obey him. So I thank you, Father, and I come before you, Father, repenting this morning for every way that we've sinned against you. Forgive us, O God, when we sin against you. You are our creator, the Most High God. And, Father, I thank you for mercy, mercy. You give us brand new mercies every day, O God. You are Jehovah Roha. You are the one who sees everything. You hear everything. You know everything. You are the all-knowing, almighty God. You are Jehovah El Shaddai, the almighty God, the God of the mountains, almighty God. You are Jehovah Elohim, the everlasting Father. We serve a God who there's nothing, nothing impossible to. So we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that he is great, the great and mighty I Am. He's the one who spoke to Moses, and he said, tell Pharaoh and tell the people, I am that I am. I am sent him. So I thank God that he is the mighty I am. He is the great Lord. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. I thank you that our cup runneth over because of him. Surely his goodness and his mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Well, you know, his word is awesome, and he honors it above his name. And his word in Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of thee, O Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When I said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then you, O Lord, will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over until the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And again I say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So I thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland with us this morning. We have a mighty great woman of God from Houston, Texas, and God has anointed her to play songs of praise unto him. Her name is Karen Itel. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
What are you going to play this morning for us? What are you going to play for us this morning, Karen? Karen, can you hear me? Oh, she got knocked off again. She'll be back on, and she'll be playing for us. All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll continue till she comes back on. Sometimes she gets knocked off, but she'll be right back on. So I thank God for each of you this morning. And, you know, we serve an awesome King, a mighty God. He is a great deliverer. He is a peacemaker. So whatever you're facing in life, whatever you're going through, don't you know God is awesome, and he will deliver you out of the hand of even your enemies. He already knows what enemies you're facing, and he's so great. All he does is just, you know, cover us with his blood, and he speaks to the enemy, and he goes. He flees from us. He said, if we cry unto him, even our enemies would turn back. Well, this morning I give thanks to the Almighty God. And, you know, his word in Psalms 118 says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say his mercy endures forever. So I thank God for each of you this morning. All right, Karen is back. Hold on. Karen?
Right. Karen? Okay, here we go.
What song is it?
I'm going to praise him, praise him.
Okay, good. Thank you. Praise him, praise him. Almighty Palm. That was awesome, Karen. So I thank God for Karen coming on and playing for us weekly. That was a beautiful song. Thank God for you. Well, you know what? I'm going to say a prayer for us this morning, and I thank God for you. We're going to petition the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your holy presence this morning just to give you glory and thanksgiving. We honor you as the Most High God. We thank you, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we can dwell in your presence. Your word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, my God, in you will we trust. And, Father God, we just come today to thank you, Father God, for every family that's represented on Bible Storyland this morning. And we just thank you for families, oh God. We thank you for fathers. We thank you for mothers. We just come with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning, oh God, because, Father, you are the one true and living God, and we can call on you. We can call on your name, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that your presence is with us morning, noon, and night. We thank you, Father God, that you deliver us from bondage, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you provide mightily for us. Father God, you provide for our tables our superabundant supply, particularly in America. So we are grateful that you chose America to be our home, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the richness of America, oh God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just give you thanks and praise this morning because you are honorable. You are faithful. We come with grateful hearts, oh God, just thanking you, Lord, for life, for health, for strength. We thank you that you watch over us carefully all night. You wake us up every morning. We extol you as the great and mighty King. We extol you as Lord. We extol you as Savior. Oh, we just lift your name on high. Your name is mighty. Your name is great. We come to bless you this morning, oh God. We come to praise you. Father, your word says that you command us to love you with all of your heart, with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So, Father God, I thank you, oh God. Forgive us, Father, when we disobey you, when we don't follow what you want us to follow, when we don't do what you want us to do. Forgive us, Father God, creating us a clean heart. Forgive us, Father, for presumptuous sins. Forgive us, Father, for little foxes that spoil our vines, oh God. Forgive us, Father, when you tell us to do things and we don't do them. Forgive us, oh Lord. You are our God. And you have been our God all of our lives, O God. Forgive us, Father, when we're disobedient, O God. We just thank you, O God, for showing mercy towards us on a daily basis. You are Lord of our lives, O God, and we appreciate you. We come to give you thanks, O God, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you that you give us brand new mercies every day. And so, Father, we thank you that you are God who care about your people, O God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the one who make a way out of no way. When we can't see the way, Father God, by faith, we know that you are the way, O God, that you are the precious, precious in our sight, O God. And, Father God, we just thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus for our families. We thank you for our life. We thank you for our health. We thank you for being our help in the time of trouble. We thank you, O God, for leading us in paths of righteousness. We thank you, O God, for all that you do. We're just grateful, grateful, grateful. We thank you for preserving our lives from destruction, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we're inside, you protect us. When we're outside, you protect us. You protect us when we're driving in the street. You protect us when we're flying in the air. You protect us if we're in a ship. You protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. I thank you, O God. I just come to praise you this morning. I praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus, because you are kind, you are merciful, you are faithful, you are loyal. We love you, O Lord, our strength. Oh, Father God, even when we cry unto you, you hear our voices, O God. You know even our voice patterns. You know our voice because you created us with a voice, O God. And Father God, when we call unto you, you hear every prayer. You bow your ear down to us, and you know our voices, and you say, that's my child. You even know us by name, O God. We exalt you because you are so great and that you are true and a living Father. You, Father God, created fathers. You created mothers. You created children. And we thank you for creating our families, placing us just in the right family, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. So we just thank God for each of you this morning. It is joyful praise day today, joyful praise day. But, you know, even though it's joyful praise day, many of us carry burdens around, heavy burdens around, and we don't always cast those upon the Lord. But the Lord wants us to cast every burden that we have upon him. He don't want us to carry heavy burdens around. He said his yoke is easy. His burden is light. And when we go to him, he will remove those heavy burdens from us. But first, we got to go to him. We got to go to him. He's expecting us to come to him. He knows that we carry burdens around. And so, you know, his word says that he is a burden bearer. He will bear our burdens for us. His word in Isaiah 53 says, surely he has borne our griefs, and we have had griefs in life. You know, man born of woman has many problems, many troubles. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did it. I'm sorry, Karen, were you saying something?
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So we got to carry our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That it might be, Matthew 18:17 says, that it might be filled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying himself, took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. So, you know, he's concerned about everything that concerns us, our sicknesses, our infirmities. He bared those on his in his body when he died on the cross. John 19:17 says, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. So God bears all of our burdens. He carries He carries every burden that we have, but we have to come to him and say, Lord, help us. Lord, we need you. He doesn't want us to carry heavy burdens around. So this morning, we're going to cast those cares upon him, every heavy burden that we carry, we're going to be casting upon him. You know, his word in Psalms 124 says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Jacksonville say, now may Texas say, now may D.C. say, now may Tennessee say, now may the United States of America say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick when the wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So this morning, we're going to lay our burdens before the Lord. I'm going to ask you to press 1 to, share some of the things that you're going through, and we're going to pray about them. So some of the things that you're going through, you know, it could be family situations, it could be children, it could be job situation, it could be health situation, it could be responsibilities that you have. So just press 1 and feel free to share any of the burdens that you're carrying. And I'm going to be praying that God will lift these heavy burdens off of us. You know, he cares for us. He cared for us, and he don't want us to go around carrying heavy burdens. He put us here with a purpose on the inside of us, and our purpose is not to carry heavy burdens, but he has a plan that he wants us to carry out. So press 1. If you're already on, you can state a burden that you may be carrying, and we will be praying. Everybody is unburdened today. Wow.
Oh, wow. I will do a burden request. Praise.
Okay, Karen.
For praising Lumbar Ministry on my chat line and that the group over there expands and that, you know, we are real ministry to people. Amen.
Okay, that your chat line be a real ministry to people. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anything? Prayer. You can press 1. If you're already press 1, you can just state a concern, a burden, anything, burden of your children, burden of your, you know, it could be bills, it could be a job, it could be a burden of your health, whatever it is, press 1. All right, it looks as if everybody's burdens already. Maybe you took your burdens to the Lord and you left them there. You know that song says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. So I pray that you have taken your burdens to the Lord and you have left them there. So this morning, I'm going to say a prayer that burdens have been left. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we consult you as the mighty great I am this morning. And Father, I come on behalf of everyone who's carrying any heavy burdens this morning, particularly your daughter, Karen, oh God. And Father, she is concerned about her chat line, that it be a real ministry before you and that they would reach people that they have not reached before with the word of God. Dave, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we lift up our friend Brenda Lombard, who brings the word on there, and we pray, Father God, that you anoint her to preach the good tidings, the good news of you, O Jesus Christ, that you have sent her to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the year, equity, acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance to our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that it might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, Father, I just thank you this morning that we can come to you and we can say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God. Those who have great responsibility, O God, we cast those responsibilities upon you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you this morning for what you're doing on Bible Storyland for each and every person that comes on. We cast the care of our children upon you, O God. Father, so many children are rebellious and stubborn, and they're not listening to their parents. They're disobedient, O God. So we cast those cares upon you, O God. Some children don't even have a place to lay their head at night. They're wandering on the street, Father God. Some children are on drugs, O God. Some parents are on drugs. We lay those heavy burdens on you that they are carrying, O God. And, Father, we ask you to have mercy on each one of us this morning. We lay the burdens of our bills upon you. We lay the burdens of our health upon you. We lay the burdens of our family members, the elderly family members, upon you, O God, because you care for them. So, Father God, we just come today to give you all the honor and all the praise and thanksgiving that we can lay every burden at your feet. And we just thank you this morning for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your name today, and we just say, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way this morning. We honor you as the one who took our burdens. You took every one of our burdens, O God, on the cross with you, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we praise, we honor you this morning, and we thank you that you are a great and a mighty God. Listen to this song this morning. Thank you. dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is our shepherd, and he restoreth our souls. You know, when we're going through difficult times, he restores our soul. You know, sometimes we have difficulty during the week or things that are going on. They don't seem to be going the way we prefer them to go. He restores our soul. He comforts us. He strengthens us. So I thank God that he is our shepherd. And he is a mighty shepherd, you know. He's a great shepherd. When we are joyful, we want to share that joy and the source of that joy. God is the source of our joy. What is joy? Like the world know, you know, the world know it as an emotion that doesn't last. Joy, according to the Webster, is an emotion that is evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, by the prospect of possessing what one desires, delight, a state of happiness, a source of cause of delight. There's a song that says, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Joy and happiness are not the same. Joy comes from God, and it lasts. But happiness is just for a fleeting moment. It's, you know, maybe something happened, it's your birthday, and you're so excited and you're happy. And that just lasts for a little while. But the joy that God gives us, that's an eternal joy. It comes from the inside out, and that joy lasts. It's a state of being. No matter what you're facing every day, you can have joy because God gives it to you. No matter what's going on in your life, you can have joy because God gives it to you. So that's the kind of thing that we need is joy. So today is joyful praise. Nehemiah says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you know, God promises us joy. And he is not a man. He keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. And, you know, his word says, you know, he will restore joy unto us. He promises us joy. Nehemiah 8:10 was what I just read. Now, in Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we got to be in his presence to get that kind of a joy. Psalms 35, verse 5. For his anger endures but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but guess what? Joy is coming in the morning. So weeping don't last forever. Joy comes. Psalms 126, verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. See, God's word is awesome. His word has everything we need. Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Where are we going to draw water from? Our joy, we're going to get joy out of the wells of salvation. Because we are saved, we call on the name of the Most High, and he gives us joy. Isaiah 35:10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away from them. You hear that? Sorrow and sighing shall flee away because God is going to give us joy. John 16:24 says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And that's what we need. We need joy that's full. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for his word. His word is great. And, you know, we are called to be children of righteousness, children of the Most High God. So when we call upon him, he gives us the kind of joy that we need. That kind of joy, nobody can take it away from us. Nobody can take that joy away from us. So today, we're continually praising God. We're giving him glory and thanksgiving because he is the one who gives us joy. He's the one who gives us joy for our sorrows. And he continually giving us joy. And I thank God for that joy because, you know, I don't want to go around with sadness all the time. Sadness. He gives us the kind of joy that we need. So today is Joyful Praise Day, and we are continually praising and honoring our God. He is a great God. He is a mighty God. And all we got to do is call on his name. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. And we can say, Father, we're sorrowful today about this. And don't you know that he hears our prayers? He answers our prayers. He is faithful to his children. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. So today we come with grateful hearts to give him all the glory, all the praise, and the gratitude. 2 Chronicles 20 says, and when they began singing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Don't you know when we praise God, he moves our enemies, he even kill our enemies and get them out of the way. Psalms 35:28, and my tongue shall speak of righteousness and the praise, and thy praise all the day long. God wants us to praise him with our whole heart all day long. You know, you can go around with the song, Lord, I praise you. Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord, you are the one who restoreth me in times of trouble. You are the one who gives me the joy that I need. Psalm 51:15. Oh, Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. We can tell him how grateful we are for what he's doing for us and through us. And in Isaiah 12:1, and the day, that day shall they say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger turned away, and thou comfortest me. So, you know, God is an awesome God, but he wants to be praised. In other words, he wants us to let him know how grateful we are with our praise. Have a praise on your lips. You can go around, you know, when you're at work, and you can say, Lord, I just praise you, and I thank you for keeping my children safe, for keeping my husband safe, for keeping my family safe, for providing for me, for all that you do. There are people who are so much less fortunate than we are, and they still praise God. There are people whose children are sick, but they still praise God. No matter what the situation is, we can still give him praise. We can give him thanksgiving. I want to tell you a little story in a minute, but Karen is going to give us another song of praise unto God. What you going to play, Karen? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Okay, I'll play... What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Okay, great. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And we do have a friend in Jesus.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. You know, we could call on Jesus. He is our friend. He is the only one who died for us, who we can have redemption. You know, other people may step in the way and die for you. I've heard of, you know, people stepping in the way and dying for someone else that, you know, caught a bullet for them or whatever, or moved them out the way of a moving vehicle. But only God can redeem us from the law of sin and death. So I thank God for Jesus. What a friend we have in him. He says, no other friend like him. No other friend. He gave his life for us. So thank you so much, Karen. That was an awesome song. You know, I want to tell you a story this morning about a woman. She was very, very sad. She was very sad. She was married to a man named Elkanah. And Elkanah had two wives, Penai and Hannah. And Hannah, she was really sad most of the time. She was so sad. The reason why she was sad was because she didn't have any children. Her womb was shut up. She didn't have any kids. So, you know, but this drew her close to the Lord. Sometimes we have situations in our lives, we don't know why we have them, but this drew her so close to the Lord. She would go to worship, she and her husband, and they would go to worship the Lord, and they would praise him, and she would go daily before the Lord. You know, God had shut up her womb, but, you know, she may not have known that. A lot of times God is doing things to draw us closer to him. So every day she went before the Lord, and she would cry out, and she said, Lord, if you just give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. Lord, just give me. She was so distraught. She carried this heavy burden for a long time. She would go every day to the church, and she would just pray, Lord, give me a man child. I promise I'd give him back to you. She was just so sad. And her sister, who was Penai, she would tease her. You know, she would just tease her to no end, just tease her and tease her and tease her. So, you know, she was frustrated. And it wasn't that little, you know, it was really a harsh kind of teasing. You've had your friends maybe when you were growing up, they would give you a harsh, and they probably weren't your friends, but they would tease you harshly about things that, you know, that possibly you had no control over. So Hannah had no control over whether she had a baby or not. God had something to do with it because he shut her womb up. So every day she went and she prayed in the church. Every day she would cry, Lord, give me a man child. So one day the priest was there. His name was Eli, and he saw her crying. Nothing, no words were coming out of her mouth, just her lips moving and just tears. She was just crying and crying. Well, she was praying so hard, he thought she was drunk. And he spoke to her, and she says, I'm not drunk. I'm a woman of many sorrows. And she didn't tell him what she was sorrowful about, but he prayed for her. And when she left and went home, later on, as she and her husband, you know, were together, she became pregnant for the first time. And God heard those prayers. He heard every one of them. He knew she was going to come before him, and he heard her prayers even before she spoke them. And, you know, she became with child, and she had a man child. And she kept her promise to God now. She named him Samuel. Samuel, that's what she named him. After Samuel grew up, he, you know, got a little bit older, she and her husband took Samuel to Eli, and she gave him back to God through Eli. Eli raised Samuel. She kept her promise, and this is the prayer that Hannah prayed out loud. My heart finds joy. This is after her son was born. My heart finds joy in the Lord. My head is lifted to the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies. I rejoice because you saved me. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one but you, O Lord. There is no rock like our God. And, you know, the prayer continues on. But, you know, she prayed and thanked God. You know, sometimes God has done things for me that I've asked him to do. I didn't even recognize that it was answered. And when I realized it was answered, I went back and I said, Lord, forgive me because I wasn't sensitive enough to you. And I say, thank you, Lord, for hearing that prayer and answering that prayer. I remember one time I was not feeling well, and I needed a parking spot near the place where I was going. And I asked the Lord for a parking spot right in the front of the place where I was going because I wasn't feeling good, and I was, you know, just having a little problems, you know, walking there. So I drove around the block, and it was all taken. I drove around again, and every spot was taken. I drove around one more time, and somebody was pulling out of a parking spot right in front. So I drove right in that spot. And I said, ooh, thank you, Lord. You heard my prayer. So the Lord didn't put a stipulation on prayers that we could pray. He said, whatever we ask in his name, believing, he would grant it. So today, I thank God, you know, that he hears and he answers prayers. So, you know, even about our health, he hears our prayers. When we're not feeling well, we can go to him. Hannah went to him for a child. She didn't have any children, but she wanted them. So she went to him for a child. Whatever we ask in his name, believing, he will grant it. So today we have a mighty woman of God on, my sister Gloria Maples. She is concerned about our health, and she's going to give us a brief announcement about something she will be participating in next Saturday. Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I first want to thank you for the opportunity to share this wonderful information, and I appreciate you so much. Good morning, the people of God that called by his name and called from the darkness and delivered from shame. It is an honor to speak with you all this morning. My name is Gloria Maples, and I'm out of Jacksonville, Florida. As Sister G said, I am hosting a health fair on next Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 to 2. At the Jacksonville Johnson YMCA. The address is 5700 Cleveland Road. And I am asking all that up under the sound of my voice that here in Jacksonville, Florida, come out and let's begin to become proactive with our health. A lot of our ailments can be fixed if we become proactive. Adapting a healthy lifestyle should be every person's goal. 9 out of 10 people live unhealthy lifestyles. And I believe it's because of lack of understanding. When we understand what we should or should not put in our mouth with no excuse, it will make a difference with our health. And I'm in the wellness industry, and the product that we use, our flagship product, is called a product that's called Max. Max is a medicinal plant. It's not a juice. It's a medicine without the harm. It helps in so many areas, diabetes, arthritis, and if you just put it in your mouth, it helps you actually from head to toe. I am asking that you come out, get proactive about your health, because a lot of our expenses when it comes to our health, we can avoid it if we become proactive. My number, if you have any questions, my number is 904-338-4933. Feel free to call me to ask any questions. Not only is this the most wonderful product on planet Earth, I also have a conversation behind this. So the two biggest problems we have in our society today is our health and our finance. And when you become a problem solver, it helps the whole world to come together, and that's what we're looking for. We have a motto, is to bless the whole earth with the natural goodness of Miranda Bioactive while telling us stories of lives transformed. And we are serious about what we do, becoming proactive with our health and helping to solve the problems of the world. And Sister G, I thank you so much for this opportunity, and if you have any questions, I will answer them at this time.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you being on with us this morning. We appreciate you. Like she said, we should be proactive with our health, and the health fair is coming up at 5700 Cleveland Road, the Johnson YMCA. I'm looking forward to going myself. I want to learn more about her product called Max, because I am proactive in my health, and I am concerned about other people's health, and I plan to stay healthy every day of my life, every day of my life. And, you know, I petition the Father about my health, and I say, oh, Lord, I thank you that I can have excellent health and strength. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We also have another guest on with us this morning. She's coming on from New Orleans area. Her name is Pastor Josie Phillips. Good morning, Pastor Phillips. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you. Forgive me. I was on the prayer line last night from 12 to 6.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God you could come on with us this morning on Bible Storyland. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. I thank God for you and what you do, and I praise God for all the listeners and all the prayer requests, and I thank God for the agreement, what the Word says, and when that Word goes out in power, it does what God says it will do.
Amen. It sure does. We thank you, Pastor Phillips, for being on. You're going to play for us this morning?
All right, I'm going to sound the shofar, and I know that it's almost coming to a close, so I just have just a few minutes. That's right. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, okay. I'm going to sound the shofar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, we just lift up the United States of America, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that everybody begin to stand in awe of who you are, God. I said, blesses the nation who God, whose Lord is God, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for bringing them in, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for our president today, God. And we pray that, Father, that he will seek your wisdom and counsel in all his action on behalf of this country, Father. And, Lord, even in his personal and his private life. We give you praise and glory, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father. We pray for wisdom, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we walk in your might, God. Oh, grant wisdom and courage to all those who serve in your Congress, God, and all the elected officials, Father God, across the nation, Lord. Let them not be distracted by governing by the lure of money, power, or fame. But we ask that you encourage them to always stand for what is right, God, to faithfully serve those who have put them in that office in the name of Jesus. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for being a father to the fatherless and a husband to the widow. We ask that you restore broken families, God. We lift up this couple that just got married about a week ago, Father. The girl called up, says she wants a divorce. Oh, Father, we ask that you restore, God, that marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Let those who serve in our country in the military not solely rely upon the strength of their weapons and intelligence, Father, but first turn to you, Lord, the source of all wisdom and strength, Lord. We ask that you raise up men and women of faith among all race in the military and give them opportunity to witness to their fellow soldiers in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we agree with you that Jesus is the church that we'll be one. We walk in unity in the name of Jesus as you are one with the Father, Father. Lord, heal any division that exists between pastors and congregation, between denominations in Jesus' name. And let our nation see the body of Christ unite in love for one another and toward those whom have come to be saved, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you returned the state of marriage to a place of honor. Oh, God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do, Lord. They know not what they're doing. Have mercy on those that oppose marriage, God. Have mercy on those that stand for unrighteousness, God. Have mercy, God, for they know not what they do, God. We repent for them, Father God. Father, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father God, for marriages, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the commitment to the church, Lord. Oh, Father God, let hope and healing come, Father God. Now come to those that are married, Father God, that are straying. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for unity in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you let our earthly fathers look to you as an ultimate, as a leader, a spiritual leader of the house, and serve their families by carrying the responsibility for the physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of their wives and children, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to refresh the mothers, God. Lord, the mothers seem to be just overloaded with responsibility, God. They got to cut the grass. They got a grocery shop. They got to work, they got to go to the school, they got to drop the kids. Oh, Father, I ask that you just lighten their load, Lord, and refresh them, Father God. Refresh mothers to the honor of fulfilling the glory of motherhood. Strengthen them, Lord, with grace and wisdom and love in serving their husbands and children. Let mothers reflect their own love and nurturing nature. Lord, nurture, Father God, that they'll have time to begin to sit down at your feet, Father God, to praise you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just praise your grace. We thank you for your grace that enables us, Lord, to travail, Father God, until the fullness of Jesus Christ's birth in this next generation and of America. Send forth more consecrated individuals to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation. Bring in the harvest in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you praise and glory. Restore our abandoned inner cities to communities of safety, prosperity, and hope. Father, we lift up the elderly people, God. Many of living in fear, and we bind the spirit of fear, Father. Oh, Father, let us love each other. Let us care for each other. Father, people will go from, they will go long distance to go to burial sites and cemeteries just to see, Father God, but they can't even go across the street, Father, to see about somebody that's alive. Forgive them, Father God, for not caring, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we just give you praise, Lord. Let godly men and women now come forth in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the arts and the entertainment field, in the media, on the radio, on the television, Father God, and those that will seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God, even as you begin to use them through their creative endeavors. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise and glory, Lord. Shield and deliver our nation, Father God, from occultism, from new age, from false religions, from secret society. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for each and every one that's on the listening line. We lift up their families, God, their situations, Father. We thank you for miracles and signs and wonders and healings. We thank you, Father, that we lack nothing, that we walk in prosperity right now. We just speak blessings upon each and every one. We speak the peace of God and everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your love, God, that you just pour your love. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Pastor G, Father God. We thank you for her commitment, her diligence, Father, and her families. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for using our voice to sing and praise you. We sit at your feet, Father. Now, God, give us that revelation as we begin to sit and enter in, as we enter into that rest, Father. We ask that you download into us, Father, what it is that you're perfect with. Let your perfect will be done. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, Lord, in Jesus' name. We seal us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Fill us up. We thank you, Lord, that every unborn baby is protected today. We thank you, Father. We agree with your, what your word says, Father God, and that we are to instruct our children. We lift up our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore broken families, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I'm going to sound the shofar again.
Okay.
We've made a decree in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Wow, we're so happy to have you on with us. We thank God that you took time out of your busy schedule, even though you were up all those hours in prayer. We thank God for you. You pressing your way to be on with us, and we appreciate you blowing the shofar, and that was an awesome prayer. I thank God for praying that prayer through you this morning. We certainly needed it. We are uplifted by your presence. So thank God for you. May he continually bless you and shine his face upon you daily.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen,
you,
God. Amen. Well, we're grateful this morning. We also have Jackie Travis on. Jackie, press one. Oh, she was on here a few minutes ago. Hold on. I know Jackie was on here a minute ago. Yeah, here she is. Hold on, Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How you are? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky today. We came
Amen.
Up here this morning. My cousin had passed away, so we came up to his funeral.
Oh,
and that's why we came today, and that's why I was asleep. I think I was asleep when you called. I was like, oh, my goodness, I forgot. But I'm just glad we had a safe trip.
And we're Amen. Ready to
yes, Lord.
You going to speak for us this morning?
Right. Yes.
Okay, what you going to sing?
Oh, it's a little song we sing in church, and it's real easy. It's a nice song. It says, it's already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. It's already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. He did it. He did it. Yes, God did it. He did it. Yes, God did it. He did it. Yes, God did it. For me. He did it for me. He did it for you and me. He did it for me. He did it. God did it. Yes, God did it for me. He did it for me. God did it for me. God did it. God did it. Yes, God did it for me. Ooh, yes. God did it for me. He did it for me. God did it. God did it. Yes, God did it for me. God did it for you. For you. God did it for you. God did it. God did it. Yes, God did it for you. 'Cause it's already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. It's already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. Amen. When you think that he's not moving, he's moving on your behalf. Whether you believe that or not, he's moving on your behalf. We don't know why. My cousin was just 57 years old, but the Lord, he loved him more. He loved him more than we loved him. So it was his time, and we didn't understand, but now we understand it. So we know that sometimes we don't understand things, but God moves on our behalf, and I'm glad he does. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you for being on. We offer our condolences in the loss of your cousin. And we're just grateful that you took time, you know, to come on, even though you're out of town. I appreciate you thinking of us. So God bless you and your family, and may he continually uplift you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Yes, like you said, he's moving on our behalf. He did it, and he's moving on our behalf, whether we understand it or not. But by faith, we know that God is moving on our behalf. Well, we are grateful this morning to have each of you with us. Anybody have a brief testimony or something they want to share real quick with us? All right. Well, we're going to be closing out. I want to say that I love each of you. I'm grateful that you joined us this morning on Bible Storyland. Join us on Thursdays if you like. At 5 p.m., we have Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, same number, 1-619-789-4313, Boys to Men. And next Saturday, it will be Children's Day. So come and join us next week for Children's Day. We love our children, our youth, our young people. We love them so much, and we want to bless them. So come and join us. We appreciate you being on with us. We love each of you. We thank God for you. And you know, God loves you so much, so much so that if it just been you on the earth, he would have sent Jesus just for you to die and to resurrect so that you could have eternal life. But you know what? He is an awesome king. Ain't nothing impossible to our God. So I thank God this morning that he loves us so much. So we come to give him joyful praise this morning. Joyful praise. We extol him as Lord. So this morning I'm going to say a closing prayer. We had prayer a little bit earlier for people who needed prayer, but if there's anyone on now who needs some prayer, you can press 1 and I will pray specifically for you. If not, we're going to be closing out. All right, well, I thank God again for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your people, your called out, your very elect people. Those people who are called by your name. They're not just called by your name in words. They're called by your name in deed and faith and trusting in you, O God. They are your very elect children. They are your servants, O God. They're the ones who love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, O God. And so, Father God, I thank you for teaching us how to love you daily more and more and more and more and more and more and more, O God. And, Father, I lift up families today, fathers who you call to be the head of their houses, O God, mothers who you call to love their husbands, O God, husbands, O God. I lift them up, Father God, who you call to love their wives and to honor them and to lift them up, O God. And, Father, I lift up the children in every family. And, Father, we are saddened because there's still too many murders in the land of our children. And we cry out and we repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us, O God, for every way that we sinned against you, everything that we've done against your will. Forgive us. Your word says that we would turn from our wicked ways, O God. We who are called by your name would turn from our wicked ways and you will heal our land, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart. Help us to turn from our wicked ways and follow you. And those people who are blinded by your word, they don't even know your word. Many of them know the Bible, but they don't know you, oh God. I pray that they would know you. So many people know the word inside out. They know scripture by scripture by scripture, but they do not know you. So I lift them up that they will get to know you, the one who wrote the word, the one who is the living word, that they will get to know you. They would hear your word and understand it, oh God. They would know when you're speaking in the hurricanes. They would know when you're speaking in the wind. They would know when you're speaking in the birds. They would know when you're speaking through the prophets. They would know and understand, oh, that's my God speaking to me. And so, Father, they would hear your voice and know your voice. You said your sheep know your voice, and another voice they will not hear nor answer. So we bind the Rabshakeh from speaking into people's ears, from blocking your voice from them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that a hedge of protection around our children in the land, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for preserving our children unto you, saving them at an early age. And, Father, those who are experiencing grief because of the loss of a loved one, I lift them up. I lift up my friend Lugene Gordon in Boston, oh God, who lost her husband recently. I lift up my friend in Ohio, oh God, who lost his mate recently, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lavelle Cobb, oh God, I ask you to strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for them coming to you, Father God, to meet their needs, oh God. Comfort them as never before. Let their grieving be short, oh God. Let them come before you, oh God, and praise you. I thank you for strength for the family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless and honor you today. We thank you for the elderly. We thank you for husbands, wives, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts and uncles. We thank you for all family members, oh God. And, Father God, help us put obedience within us. Your word says obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father God, as we obey you daily, oh God, help us, oh God. Help us, Father God. It is our desire to please you, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing our prayers daily. We thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. So we bless you today. We thank you today for what you've done and what you're going to do. And, Father, we thank you, oh God, for safety in America, safety on the streets, safety abroad, safety in the streets, safety in our homes, oh God. Protect us, oh God, as never before. So we just bless you. I thank you for those who come on Bible Storyland today and weekly, oh God. Bless them and their families, Father God. And I just thank you for what you're going to do and what you've done already. We give you praise today in Jesus' name. Well, as I said before, I love each of you. I thank you for the sacrifices you make to come on Bible Storyland. I look forward to speaking to you Thursday, and next Saturday will be Children's Day. And let us continue throughout the day to glorify God, to give him praise, honor, and thanksgiving, because truly he's the King of Kings. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Don't forget, God loves you more than anyone else. So put him first and show love to him by obedience, not just with our lips, but obey him. That's showing love to God. I love you. I hope to speak to you soon. God loves you. Love you too. Bye. Have an awesome God-filled day.